3. Shield and Strength.
I saw him as I came up over the edge of the ravine. An old man dressed in an even older threadbare hunting vest that had probably served him well in his youth. Red flannel sleeves hung down to his nicotine-stained fingertips as he pinched a filterless Camel cigarette that was barely an inch long. As I approached him, I could hear what sounded like two beagles howling hot on the trail of a rabbit. They couldn't have been more than 75 yards ahead, running along an old, rotted wood and barbed wire fence row. He seemed surprised to see me. In truth, he probably wouldn't have seen me if I hadn't said, "Hello, having any luck?" When he spun around to look at me, the cylinders of his 12-gauge double-barrel shotgun just about took out my right eye. I quickly ducked under the gun and said again, "Hello there." "Well, hello there, young fella. I didn't see you coming," he replied. "No kidding," I thought to myself. "So what in the world are you doing out here with a gun?" I could tell he was having trouble seeing as one of his eyes drifted about like an ice cube in a glass of hot water. He explained that he hadn't seen his dogs for about 10 minutes. When he turned to show me the direction he'd last seen them, both barrels almost took out my left eye. I saw this one coming, and my right hand blocked the weapon. By now, I was about ready to take the gun away from him, but instead, thought it would be better if I just quickly got out of Dodge. I pointed in the direction of the howling beagles, wished him luck, and headed out of there. It was all I could do to keep from coughing as he exhaled his last puff of cigarette in my general direction. I hadn't walked more than 40 yards when suddenly a frightened rabbit ran right to my feet. It didn't see me, probably because I was dressed head to foot in camouflage and must have thought I was some form of brush in which to hide. I stood there for a moment, feeling some sort of accomplishment that the rabbit couldn't see behind my clever disguise, but before I knew it, the inevitable happened. I couldn't hold it any longer. I coughed. The rabbit darted between my legs, headed down the hill directly toward the old man. Before I could say a word, the elderly man raised his gun and fired. I squatted as I spun around and tucked my head into my chest. I kept waiting to feel the pain of his number 6 shot penetrate my hunting clothes and embed deep into my flesh. Instead, I heard a sound something like throwing a handful of BBs at a Maxwell House can. The stray shot had somehow hit my API deer stand and left me untouched. Not a single pellet got past the stand harnessed to my back. My first thought was, "You idiot! You could have killed me!" My second thought, "Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you." When I reached my truck, I took the portable tree stand off my back. I inspected the chipped paint as I ran my fingers across the dented metal. After careful inspection of my stand, I took off my jacket and held it up to the sun just to make sure there was no sunlight showing through. I thought about the prayer I'd said that day on my way into the woods. "Father, today I put on the full armor of God. I put on the belt of truth, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shield of faith, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes of the gospel, and one my son made up, the binoculars of red lasers and yellow lightning." God had definitely dressed me in his armor that day and had extinguished the flaming arrows, the red lasers and yellow lightning that had been fired at me. A sword is only a weapon when it's drawn from the sheath. Ancient warriors would never go into battle without their weapon. Our weapon is the Word of God. It is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges the thoughts and the attitudes of the heart. Likewise, armor is only effective when you put it on. That day, my portable tree stand became my shield of faith.